time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us. Hello, Eric.
Hi. Sorry to laugh. I imagine my surprise when Roy Orbison came over my speaker.
Yes, because I forgot to pass along your music request.
It's okay. I just it was odd. It's a great tune. Great tune.
Do you want us to you want us to sing a little Aerosmith to get you back in the groove?
No, that's okay.
All right.
That's okay. I avoided seeing them here, so I can avoid hearing it. And with all due respect, by the way, I'm a tremendous Aerosmith fan. I just didn't see the need to forsake my children's financial future for lawn seats. I've already had the pleasure, with all respect and humble brag, of seeing them fourth row center back when, I mean, they weren't young, but I was. So there we go.
I hear you.
Oh, cheap shot, but it's there. So listen, everyone, today's been kind of an odd day in terms of figuring out what this segment was going to be about, because normally, you know, we're talking about Italy, and then all of a sudden I had a chance to bring on a friend of mine who is now running late, who is an Italian wine importer. But then all of a sudden this news, breaking news to me, that I have to touch on, and then we can see how much time we have left. But breaking news, and this is absolutely the sort of thing that this segment is made for. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost someone in the wine industry whose place is, well, let me put it this way. I'm getting this information from Wine Spectator, and Wine Spectator painted this person, and I'll reveal who it is, in a minute, as an iconoclast. Now, normally when Wine Spectator announces a departure from this world of an important wine figure, it's a legend, a monument, it's anything but iconoclast. And I will remind people that an iconoclast is not to be derided necessarily, but it's as I'm looking up from my friends at an Oxford Dictionary, a person who attacks cherished beliefs or institutions, and or a destroyer of images used in religious worship. So the person we lost today was Fred Franzia. Fred Franzia's most famous accomplishment is Tubuckchuck.
Well.
Fred Franzia... and again, I'm reading from this article. There's no person cited for who wrote this, or else I would cite them. But he is famous for saying in a company letter, when asked how Bronco, so he founded Bronco Wine Company. We'll talk about it in a second. Can sell wine cheaper than a bottle of water. Fred Franzia famously retorted, "They're overcharging for the water. Don't you get it?"
Wow.
And when he passed today, his daughter, Renata, shared a quote from her father, "We are fighting a good fight, and at the end, we all have an expiration date." I will share with the listeners of this radio, I've shared this story before, so this is not news to frequent listeners. Years ago, when the Hollywood slots were becoming the Hollywood casino, we were bringing in people to teach folks how to deal tables, and we had one such in, and his girlfriend was in with him, and we got to chatting, and she said, "I used to be Fred Franzia's personal assistant." I said, "I'll bet you have stories." She's like, "Yeah, I could tell you about the rats in the augers of the, you know, the churning of the grapes and stuff like that." I mean, if you drink Franzia, if you drink Tubuckchuck, and you're blissfully unaware of these things, now you're aware. I mean, if you didn't know, you know. Now you know.
And so I understand, too, and, you know, in keeping with his frugal approach, that he'll actually be buried in a shipping box.
I think he should be buried properly, but that So there's this famous thing, and forgive me for all you PC or PG-13 listeners, rather, PG and PG-13. There's this saying in the wine industry that if you take a piss on somebody's property, that someday you'll own it. I hope he's buried at his property and all the decent wine owners come and just take a leak and someday take over. I mean, it's really, I understand the need for mass-produced food. And wine is a food, and I've often said that. But it's when I think the consuming public noticeably just turns a blind eye to it. I want people to understand that Fred Franzia was not a person interested in the sort of things that the wine producers that I represent are interested in. Even though some of them are set for life, and so are their, you know, kids and their kids, okay? So it's money is sometimes the only issue, but money sometimes is not the only issue. It's sometimes important to be aware, and certainly with the ramifications of eating and drinking poorly for over sustained period, you know, decades and repeatedly, you can have cheat days, right? But if you're consuming things along the lines of your McDonald's, your mass produced that, and you're drinking things along the lines of your two-buck chuck and your Franzia boxes and stuff like that, they're not good for you in the ways that good food is good for you. And does good food and real food cost a little bit more? Yeah, but you will appreciate the benefits of it so much more. And I've always been insulted by the idea of a two-buck chuck. And let me talk a little bit about Franco Wine Company, just so people understand. It's not just two-buck chuck. It's not, which is, by the way, I'm referring to something that people might not know. Charles Shaw Wine.
Right.
It was available at Trader Joe's forever and ever and ever and ever, and it was $1.99, and it was called two-buck chuck. But Bronco Wine Company has many labels. It's a for-profit company, as all are, but you take my meaning. It's the same spigots that poured out the two-buck chuck pour out labels like Crane Lake that you may have seen, and other things that are both available at certain chains, like Charles Shaw was made for Trader Joe's. It was made as a loss leader, well, a loss leader, essentially, to bring people in to buy all their organic yada yada. I say this having worked for Whole Foods, which had its own lines of loss leaders to bring in people to buy overpriced organic yada yada. And that's fine. You need to be aware that sometimes when you go into a place and say, well, I was in a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, a place that, you know, believes in goodness, and I bought a wine that I really like that cost me $2, the retort is both obvious and unfortunate. So, and I realize, believe me, right now, especially wines of quality, cuts of meat of quality, vegetables of quality, anything that was grown by someone you can actually meet and shake their hand is going up in price. I know that. It's a painful time for those of us on the supply end of the consumer chain, just as it is for those of us who are breaking out our wallets on the other end. But folks like Fred Franzia did a disservice to the people out there who are really trying to put something good in your glass. So I just beg people to understand that though he was famous, he was still referred to as an iconoclast, as someone who was tearing down. But he didn't tear down in the ways that I believe in tearing down. I don't believe wine should ever be put on a pedestal. I believe wine should be put in a glass and consumed with laughter and vivacity, along with great food. That's what wine should be, but it shouldn't be something where you can brag about how cheap it was and then later realize that you had something that profited no one but Fred Franzia and his shareholders. these are things to think about just in general. This is my soapbox, but when I read that, I'm like, boy, it's interesting because in riposte to his statement of we all have an expiration date, really great wine doesn't necessarily have an expiration date. We all might, but really great wine made right and stored right will outlive all of us because that's why it's amazing. So just something to think about. I'm sure I'm out of time. Everybody needs to take care of each other because if I hear of another person in my circle that's getting COVID again, I'm going to scream. So everybody continue to take care of each other, take care of yourselves, get the boosters, et cetera. And I'll join you all next week at the same bat time, same bat channel, if that sounds good.
Getting my next booster tomorrow. I got more shots than Larry Bird had.
Oh, baby. That's a good line. I like that. You're a good Celtics fan. That's also awesome. By the way, thank you for giving me the respect about the Giants winning over yeah. I mean, hey, it's nice. One out of 17 ain't bad.
No, and you know what? When the Cowboys lose, it's just doubly fun.
At least I still have my quarterback.
There you go. By the way, happy belated anniversary to you and Christine.
I thank you. Yeah, it's one of these days we'll actually be in the same room together at the same time and celebrate properly. But yeah, she's an amazing woman, and I'm lucky to have her.
Well, congratulations on that. Hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Be well. I'll be there. By the way, Carrie, 11:30. I heard you. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company.